It's not over. In fact, it's just getting started. And welcome to Tech Talk. I'm Tom Davis. And guess what, folks? We're distancing, social distancing today, because I am approximately 6 feet away from Charles Miller, and I don't know how far away we are from Charles Mall.
Well, we're kind of distanced from him. He's at the house, and he's just kind of chilling out there. And we're going to get him online. I guess he's online with us, right?
Yeah.
So I'm here if you can hear me.
Yeah, we got you.
Yep, and he's getting us. We got plenty of volume out there. You can hear us. I hope everybody can hear us. I'm ready to get this started. Charles, we got some things to talk about.
We do. The world has changed, and every day, just like history, has accelerated.
Yes, it has.
It takes forever to happen, or happening in just days.
You know, it's almost like one of those Orson Welles, or who was that guy that used to do all the sci-fi stuff? You know, one of those little sci-fi movies. It's almost kind of like watching one of those. The whole world stops. When the earth just stops.
Oh.
And so, you know, it's one of those things, you know, or a Twilight Zone or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in the Twilight Zone, Charles?
I am. I'm way out there. Yeah. I'm way out there. So I see all kinds of spirits now that I never saw before.
Yeah. So anyways, we were talking about, before all this, you and I, we were talking about what topics we were going to talk about, but how this has changed everything for everybody.
Oh, it has. Significantly. I mean, I could describe my world as I've been kind of preparing for this remote stuff for a long time. Now I'm helping a lot of other people do the same. And so, like, I've set up businesses where they can actually operate from the house. You know, I have one company that they rotate. Half their people work remote one day, and then the next day they just go back and forth. But everybody, you know, if they use computers pretty much all day, you know, that's feasible, but, you know, that takes some work.
Yeah.
People are having to adjust.
Yeah.
Everybody's having to adjust.
Everyone's having to, you know, they're just having to get into this a whole different way. So
that's right.
Yeah. You know, and if you have computers at home, you know, you're able to get onto the computer and at least work from home. A lot of people are doing that now. But, you know, if you try to go out and buy a monitor right now, you're just going to have a real difficult time because most of them are getting bought up.
Yep, that's right. But there's deals out there. I mean, you can still get some pretty good deals on those LEDs because they've been coming down in price for quite a while. But I noticed a lot of places, they're selling all their high-end stuff now because that's the only option. You can't buy those inexpensive ones hardly anymore unless you're going to mail order them. Because I'm sure Amazon business hasn't slowed down any. It's probably picked up.
No, it's definitely picked up. I've been watching, you know, stocks and things and how stuff is moving, you know, and they're still holding in there. You know, the companies that are manufacturing, you know, that are now halting some of their old business and doing this new thing with the ventilators and all those deals. I think a lot of those guys are, they're jumping into a whole new realm of business. And so it's helping their companies a little bit.
Yep. It's different. It's definitely different. It just, I think there's going to be so many things that are just going to be different now that are not going to go back to the business as usual scenario that we're used to. And that's the thing to really pay attention to because, you know, that could be both good and bad. Some of the decisions we're making right now are going to be significant ones.
Yeah, they sure are. You know, one of the things that I was watching, you know, I've been spending a lot of time. I got a couple of friends from India that I deal with that are electronics engineers, and we share a lot of information back and forth, and one of them has come up with a pretty good schematic design for building a little ventilator, home ventilator, and it's just using standard car parts, believe it or not, that you could go down to AutoZone or Advanced or any place like that and buy these little devices. And so I'm trying to get a hold of that schematic so that we can work here to build some little portable ventilators.
Mm-hmm.
And make them very affordable.
Ingenious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to become ingenious. Exactly right. You know,
that's right.
I'm watching all these small businesses falling apart. You know, my nephew in California has a trampoline business, and his trampoline business is huge. I mean, he's able to get, I don't know how many hundreds of people in there at a time, and they used to just bounce off these trampolines onto the walls and everything. It's a whole room is built in those.
That's pretty cool. Them? I've seen those.
Yeah, he's got four of those locations, and they're all shut down. So he's just having a miserable time. And, you know, small business in this area is affected as well. I mean, we're seeing all this. So you have, it's time to be creative.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the other thing, like locally, you know, we see a lot of people offering curbside service that, you know, is relatively common now, especially going to eat. I'm glad the restaurants are able to do that kind of service because, first of all, it helps their business and it helps people who are shut in, you know,
yeah.
So you have less to get out for. But, you know, it seems to work pretty well. I've visited several places, just picked up food, and they've done a great job.
Well, you know, one of the things that's changing the dynamic, too, is that this thing with, you know, like churches, for instance. We have so many wonderful churches in this town. You can't go to church to be in that crowd because it's just a very dangerous time right now with this virus. But, you know, some churches have become creative. They're having the services with to keep people coming. They're just driving their cars in. They keep the cars 6 feet apart, and they have a broadcasting system. I know KWON, you can call in and talk to one of the salespeople. They have equipment that can help you with this, mm-hmm. but you can actually have an FM broadcast to your parking lot there where people can be in their cars and still get to partake in a service. You can have a little stage on a tractor trailer or something like that where you can speak to them. It's kind of like a video conferencing session, but but you're actually just doing it through radio.
Yeah, it is. Like, I know our church, they've created videos. So they started off right off the bat, and our pastor learned how to do video really quick. I mean, it was like exercise and, short term, how do you do this kind of thing? And he did a great job. I think the whole staff and everybody stepped up. But I think the ones that are really more prepared are the ones that can do the video conferencing live.
Yes.
You know, because that's another thing. Because right now, like my wife is saying, well, you know, I kind of missed the Sunday morning thing. I said, we can watch this anytime, but it's not the same. And that's exactly right, and that's why the live conferencing now is getting to be so popular. And like companies like Zoom, for example, they shot right up. I mean, as far as they're offering, well, first they offered like you can have 100 people online for free, you know. So,
yeah.
But now they had to turn that service way down. But all of a sudden, now they're finding out. Well, it's great that they have that service, but it's very hackable.
But I mean, you've seen
those scenes where people can come into your sessions and they start talking like they're in the room with you, so that's not good.
Yeah, so this thing
both positive and negative.
This thing with the churches getting in the parking lot is great, though, because, you know, people want to get out, and if you can get in your car with your family and you can go sit in a service outside for an hour, so that's kind of a little getaway.
It is.
You can see people. You can still see people in the other cars. I know my brother's church in Colorado, they did that. They had, I think it was like 300 and 400 cars in the parking lot, and they were all separated 6 feet apart. And then he had a big stage set up, and they had their big system, sound system outside. But they also were broadcasting FM into the car, so you can keep the windows closed if you felt more comfortable. And you can listen to it on the FM service. But people were loving that, and it was great because every time he would say something that was real positive, everybody would honk their horns. It was like a loud amen. You know? So it was kind of a neat thing to see. And, of course, they had a drone up above. Somebody was flying, so you could see the whole thing, you know, and it was really quite interesting. And if you're interested in that kind of thing and you would love to attend a service like that, please feel free to contact me at 918-876-2921. I can share links with you where you can attend a service like that, even from home.
Yep, it's a nice option to have.
Yep.
Sure enough.
It really is. And it gives people the opportunity to at least see their friends and wave at them from the car to car. And, you know, and we got a digital world. You could grab a laptop or something and have it in there, and you could type out messages and show it through the window.
Yep. Sure enough. Well, all these churches, you know, they're kind of learning a lot about the digital world because now they do have some new options that they didn't have before.
Yep.
And everything's happened so quickly. Like, I was watching a video yesterday. He said, well, they've been trying to get remote learning set up for like decades.
I mean, yeah.
But nobody was really interested. Now, all of a sudden, the whole university went online in like 1 week.
Wow.
So how quickly things change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. And it's kind of an interesting thing to see, technology at its best. And if you have ideas, share them. This is the great thing about going through this type of a situation where people get together in communities and mm-hmm. they create a
yep.
plan. And Charles,
yep.
you and I are plan designers. We are always trying to figure out ways of getting meetings. We're talking to each other right now on a program called GoToMeeting. We can see each other as we're on the radio here, he and I. And if you want to join us, he has a code he could give you. I don't remember what was your entrance code. And if you write this down, you could go to GoToMeeting and put it on your phone, and you could join us, at least see us. You can know who we
yep.
are. Yeah.
Sure enough. Because, it's an easy thing to do. I mean, if you go to meeting and join our meeting, the meeting number is 688-163-269. And you can actually see us because I'm working out of one of my three offices. I have three distinct locations and two remote ones. So I have five offices right now. And so I'm basically making each one of them more functional. I've had to make so many adjustments. Like for example, there's always something at the other office, that I need, right? And that's the way it goes. You probably like that with your shop. Well, I've learned just to kind of keep my mobile stuff in my car.
Yeah.
So that way I have it when I need it.
Hey, and what was that go-to meeting number again one more time? Our engineer's trying to write this down.
Okay, it's 688-163-269.
And you can join in and actually just see us. You won't be able to be on the air, but you can at least be there and let us know that you're listening. Yeah.
Yep. I've got another separate line running, so we can chat and we can talk offline. But we're still in the program.
Yep. But it's a great thing to be able to have this ability and be able to you and I see each other because we haven't. We're going to have to do GoToMeeting throughout the week, though, because I've got so many things I need to talk to you about,
It's time to do that. But, people, even in their cars, you have your phones. That's what I use to connect to my radio. And the GoToMeeting works on the phone, the tablet. It works on all kinds of devices. And that's what's connecting a lot of families right now.
Yeah.
That FaceTime. And I've been in staff meetings this week, with like 20 other people. Everybody you can see on the screen.
Yeah.
So you can actually talk to people directly, but they're all visibly on. So that really worked well this week. I've been messing with a lot of that stuff, and I kind of enjoy those meetings because it's nice just being prepared, helping others to do the same.
Well, I'm going to try to get a program together once I get a schematic of building these little home ventilators to where a person can build one from just supplies at home. And you'll need like an old garden hose and some things like that once I get this designed to where you can, get this to work. But once I get the plans, I'm going to try to get a go-to type meeting where people can come into to my website when I'm building them. And I'll have a training video to teach you how to do those. But, I'm trying to get this together so that people can understand that there's ways you can make this stuff work from home. And we can help, people create their own little way of helping their own family. One of the things that I've discovered is drinking lots of hot liquids. Several people I've talked to that are in this medical field that are dealing with this virus are saying drink a lot of hot liquids because hot liquids break this thing down and actually your stomach acids will kill it. But if it just clings to the walls of your air tubes and everything like that, once it gets to that point, it's going to start to spread. It's going to start to mutate. But if you can just drink it down, just drink lots of hot liquids. That's all I can tell you. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that. And keep yourself with a mask if you're out in public. And Mayor Martin sent something in. I'm going to have to try to find out what he just sent us. But he's responding to us, too, and trying to help us here as well.
All right. Is it time for a break?
It sure is. We will be back in 1 minute and 10 seconds right here on Tech Talk.
Egbert's restaurant has been serving the best breakfast next to Mom's. Not everyone is an early bird, and Egbert's has got you covered. They serve breakfast all day, every day. And Egbert's is available for carryout, with full menu available. Phone your order in at 918-333-9690 or simply order online at EgbertsRestaurants.com. Carryout, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, now available at all locations.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. This week is Holy Week. It's the week that Christians remember the last days of Jesus and celebrate his resurrection. But this will be a different Holy Week as the world continues to face a global crisis. This year we need hope in the midst of mounting anxiety. So I invite you to join me for a third time of interactive prayer for our city to focus on allaying our fears and anxieties. Please join us this Tuesday at 12:30 p.m., KWN AM 1400 and FM 93.3, or on Facebook Live or on KWNTV.com. If you'd like to pray along at home, you can download the new prayer outline by clicking the Pray for Our City button at BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk, 8747. And we've got Charles Miller, Charles Mall, and a cast of thousands on the go to meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on this go to meeting. We were talking during the break. We have three of us communicating here and sharing ideas. You know, the great thing about it is we've got some great minds out here in our own community. Martin's into electronics really deeply, Martin Mayer. And he's been sending us information and some links. It's always good to have people like this in the community that can help us find ways to make things better for ourselves and better for others. So, you know, anytime you can share some good advice with us, that would be awesome. Charles, what you got going?
Well, you know, the other thing we can do with these meetings is they can be recorded. So, you know, we can actually set these up, record the video, and the computer screens, and, you know, be able to view that later, you know, or post it online or something. So that's nice to have those options. But right now, like I say, I'm experimenting with all kinds of different kind of communication methods because it's all about communication right now. Just because we have to do this social distancing thing doesn't mean we can't talk to each other. And that's why this is such a great tool.
It really is. Yeah, and one of the things I was reading online today as I was coming in here, you know, a lot of your radio station networks and stuff are offering so many things to the community. I know KWON is doing a lot. They're doing a lot for this community and keeping their doors open. You know, now's the time to advertise. If you've not been advertising, you better buy into advertising now because when this is all said and done, people know who you are. They're at home listening. So if you want to get an ad, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, that's where I get a lot of my news now. You know, seem like the papers seem to be more of a secondary source. Bartlesville Radio seems to be having the latest news right now as far as local stuff goes, for sure.
Yeah, and you want to keep more local. If you want to go local, you've got local stations like this one that will definitely keep you informed. When you get into some of these big networks like Fox News, CNN, all this crazy nonsense, when I get on those, I get disgusted because it's the same stuff over and over again. All the fighting between the factions, you know. Who cares about all that stupid stuff? Right now, we just want to help our communities. So, you know, I'm not interested in all that garbage. I'd rather just listen to our local people.
It's good to keep up on some of it, but you got to swing that pendulum one way and the other just constantly. The local news, yeah, there's got to be a good, reliable source that's current. And, yeah. But the national scene, like right now, we are in a national scene, or actually international scene. Yeah, I see your donut, Charles.
I was sharing a donut picture with Charles there because I brought donuts this morning for just me and the engineer since nobody else is here.
Oh, I see.
I'd share it so with you over the go-to meeting, but it won't get through the microphone. I'm going to eat it first.
No, we'll have to use some drone delivery service for that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. You just gave Sal a good idea.
Hey, don't tell Sal that. He'll have donuts going all over the town. Yeah.
Yeah, but as far as, you know, you're asking me about, you know, what's going on with me, I've kind of made all these little adjustments, but I've worked at home quite a bit. Like, I've worked probably about three or four, probably five places yesterday alone, you know, by just staying at home. And you know, just helping people through issues, doing some maintenance and some troubleshooting. And like a lot of these people that don't have computers at home, I've probably got, I'd say, 2 dozen computers set up in the last week, you know, for people to take home and use.
Oh, great.
Because, you know, they just didn't have anything. They were used to living on their phone, and trying to do your work on your phone is probably not going to work too good.
Yeah.
So even though it's an option. I've done a lot of that, you know, getting remote people set up.
And there too,
having support as well.
If you got old laptops and computers at home, this and you don't use them, this is a chance to sell them, because people are going to be working from home and needing them. You can find a place to put those up on the classifieds and all kinds of different areas of our local Bartlesville classifieds.
Yeah, that's what I'd be doing, is kind of revamping a lot of those laptops like that and making them where they're great remote machines. You just need some kind of a screen, of a decent size to make that work. And that's been the challenge. You can't buy them right now. There's nothing local.
Yeah.
You're going to have to order it or get it remote. Yep. So that's kind of been my world. You know, it's definitely different. But it's nice to be adjustable, and it's nice to see people kind of step up. You know, we see people like you're talking about, brings out the best in people in the community. I mean, we're seeing that right and left, because we have a great community here. You know, it's nice to see things going on.
We really do. You know, speaking with our head sheriff, Mr. Owens, you know, there's so many things that they're doing for the community as well. It's great to see them step out, and they're helping so many people, and they're doing so much to help in the efforts as well. And they're promoting the safety. I heard him this morning on the radio here talking about things they're doing to promote safety, you know, as far as helping the community. So, you know, just support these guys as well, and understand that we're all in this together, and we're all trying to help each other. And just if you got ideas that help the community, please share it. You've got a great place here at KWON and K-Rig and all these different places that you can call in and say, hey, listen, we want to be able to, we've got some ideas that might help the community. These guys are here as organizers. You got people like Mr. Potter that own this radio station. He's here to help in the community. And if he can get ideas from people, that would be something they can target and be able to get people involved in helping. This is what we need.
Yep, I agree. There's a lot of stuff that's changing, and now we have the power to actually make some significant changes because, you know, people like, for example, the Examiner Enterprise, you know, has been struggling. They're, you know, people are going away from paper. You know, now that you get so much on the internet and local news like from Bartlesville Radio, you know, they need some ideas on how to actually make themselves, more viable in the community, because I think it's not just local, it's everywhere. But this is the time for people to kind of come out and say, well, you know, we could be doing this better. And that's what it takes. It takes people coming together with that kind of thinking that really makes things move forward. Because, you know, things are moving forward whether you are a partaker or not. So you might as well be part of the scene, you know, and make some of these changes really good for the community.
Yep. And I'm seeing these restaurants are, a lot of local restaurants are doing so much through the internet now. There, you know, you could pick up your order and have it curbside. The little place next to me, the Cupcake Place, Cup and Cakes, they've been doing their curbside. If we can just keep people from parking in our spaces over there. I've been the police officers, because the police aren't running downtown. I've been going out there saying, hey, listen, you can't park here. You got to go somewhere else to park, because this is curbside right now. There's no need for you to be here. And it's sad, because I've had people parked out there just reading books. They're not out there to just, you know, they just found a place to park and read a book. Well, go read that in a park. But right now we need our parking spaces. We've got people coming downtown to get food and to get refreshment, and the only way they could get to it is the curb. And if you're taking up the curb, there's no place for them to get it. So leave.
Yeah, well, there's other stores. You know, there's like even at Staples. If you go to Staples, they've got a little table set up outside where for people who don't want to go inside, they just pick up the items for you, take it out, and load it in your car. And so, you know, people are stepping up.
I love it. There's all kinds of options. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm doing the phone repair, even though mainly I was open to help the hospitals. I do some stuff for the nurses there in equipment. But I'm also open for, you know, doing phones and things like that. But the way I do it is really a strict method, you know, so that we're not seeing the virus passed around. We're making sure that people are safe when they come to my place to drop that off. Mm-hmm. So any kind of way we can help people, that's what we're doing.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to take a very quick time out, and we'll be back with more Tech Talk in just 1 minute.
Hi, this is Jim Kerr, owner of Sterling's Grill and Steakhouse. Have you tried the public house at Sterling's Grill? It's Bartlesville's most enjoyable gathering place. It's a great old English-style pub with a warm and friendly atmosphere. A perfect place to meet your friends and unwind from a hectic day. Friday, we have drink specials with complimentary appetizers, and our big screen TVs always have your favorite sporting event on. Come and enjoy Sterling's great food, service, and hospitality at the public house at Sterling's Grill and Steakhouse.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
Welcome back. It is Tech Talk, and it's time to get back with Charles and Charles here at the last couple of minutes or so here in the program.
Yep, we're here, and any questions that we can answer for you, feel free to call in. You know, we're going to be here next Saturday as well. If you have a question about technology or something that pertains to around the house, Charles and I can help you. Plus, you can contact us during the day. You can contact Charles on... Go ahead, Charles.
It's the itvillage.one.
IT Village.
My digital online community.
Yep, itvillage.one. And you can reach me at NBR, which is nothing but repair electronics, at 510 South Keeler downtown. And phone number there is 918-876-2921. And we're there to help you however we can.
All righty. Yeah, guys, we got just a little bit of time left here, about a minute or so as we wrap up. But, boy, we've covered a lot of ground talking about how we are making adjustments, in a lot of cases, for the better during this compromising situation.
Yeah, one thing I've got here, I got a link from Martin, and you know, he's talking about in a chat session that we're having that you know, he could make those Linux sticks, you know, like the little memory sticks, and I can make those too for that matter. You know, that actually lets you, if you're not on your own machine, you can use that to boot and actually get into your remote session so that you have, you know, you can work remote without having to use that computer directly. You know, it doesn't mess with the setup. So there's all kinds of ways to do the remote thing now. So it's a good time to be exploring new options.
Yep. And we're here to help you. If you have any questions, contact us. We'll see if we can get you taken care of in that manner. Yep.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you for being a part of our program today, and thank you for the responsible social distancing and all the great information, too, as well. Charles and Charles, we'll see you and hear you next week in some shape or form or fashion, but stay tuned. We've got news coming up next.